Good afternoon.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. May I please confirm your zip code?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 19141.
Thank you so much. And what is the year of your birth?
1947.
1947. Thank you so much. And let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Joe Biden, Democrat,
Biden,
Donald Trump?
Joe Biden. Man? Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, uh-uh.
Thank you. And what is your race?
I am African American.
Well, thank you,
black
ma'am.
Is the race. Black is the race. Ethnicity is African American, but it's always combined for some reason. Yeah.
I understand. Well, and are you registered to vote?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like president, the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Our chances 50-50. Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 as in person early before election day, in person on election day, or voting by mail?
Voting by mail.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? In a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not power at all and 10 a lot of power, you can use any number.
I do 10.
Thank you, ma'am. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president from 0 to 10, being 0,
10.
Not at all. Thank you
10.
So much. It's extremely motivated, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would like to read some name of people and organizations, and I would like you to rate the feelings about that person or organization using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Let's just start with Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how favorable is he for you?
0.
Thank you. The next one is Mark Kelly.
0.
Thank you. The next one is Josh Shapiro.
8.
Thank you so much. The next one is Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. Next one, Tim Walz.
Let's see, Tim Walz, that is 8.
Thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. Next one is Barack Obama.
10.
Thank you. And last one, J.D. Vance.
Ooh, I don't even know that name. I'll do
it. Okay, well, thank you so much. And what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? You can select your top three. Let me read some options. Criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination, immigration, climate change, better transportation systems, affordable quality housing, rising cost of living, access to good jobs, public safety, including gun violence, affordable quality health care, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education, abortion, or none of the above. You can select up to three.
Mm-hmm. Quality education. The high prices. There's something
okay.
In there. And the and racial discrimination.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. Is that more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. Mm-hmm. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for the President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated, no different, somewhat less motivated, or much less motivated to vote?
Much more.
Thank you so much. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much more favorable.
Hello, you say?
I said much more favorable.
Oh, I'm very sorry. It was cutting. Okay, let's continue. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you, ma'am. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you, ma'am. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. Let's just start with represents the AAPI community for you. Really describes someone, describes a bit, or not describing her at all.
Now, the AAIP, what is that?
Being honest, I just have the questions. I don't have the concept of each.
But if I don't know what it means, that's not good.
Understand. We can leave it as don't know. Don't worry. We can leave it as don't know. Let's continue. What about fight for all of us? For you really describe her somewhat, a bit, or not describe her at all?
Fight for all of us describes her completely.
Thank you. The next one says, is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes.
Really describes her. Okay. The next one says, is a strong black woman really describes somewhat, a bit, or not really describes her?
Definitely describes her.
Thank you. The next one says, she is tough on crime. It really describes somewhat, a bit, or not at all?
Definitely.
And the next says, she restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community. Really describe somewhat, a bit, not really describe her.
Not really describe her. Mm-hmm.
The next one says, is prepared to be president.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. The next one says, governs with an iron fist.
No.
Okay, not really describe. Okay, thank you so much. I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable or less favorable for her. Let's start with Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa, Alpha Sorority, and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. To hear that, let's make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. The next one says, in 2024, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. That makes you much more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. The next one says, Kamala is daringly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their life. For you, that makes you more favorable, somewhat more, less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Next one says, Kamala started a program called Back on Track as a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. We're almost there with the survey, but thank you so much for your time. It says, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers. Makes you much more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less, or no different?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Kamala forget her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims. Much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no different for you?
Much more favorable.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel in the Black community has to make changes on the issues that are important to you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but once again, if the election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. Is the money vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
More for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Once again, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest, like a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you so much, man. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Could be national newspaper, local newspaper, CNN, Facebook, family or friends, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, local TV news, Fox News, Snapchat, local radio, MSNBC, or other. You can select up to three.
Local radio, newspapers, local newspaper.
Thank you.
And that's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, are you in a group chat for text communication with other? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all, or no in a group chat?
Not in a group chat.
Okay. In politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, Independent, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Doctorate.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you so much, man. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated find.
70,000.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You be blessed and safe. Okay.
Life.